Hey, are you hungry? Well, you're in luck. Meat and Three is back for season 16. I'm Taylor Early, and we've got a whole new batch of reporters I am so excited to introduce you to.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Fisher.
Asha McElroy.
Sam Girardi.
Jessica Gingrich.
Hannah from Wisconsin.
I'm a swing dancing audio engineer.
I am a future registered dietitian nutritionist.
I'm from New York, and I love rice and beans.
My favorite food of all time is a shrimp burrito.
I love watermelon.
We've also got a bonus podcast for you called Behind the Internship. Three of our reporters will take you along to show how they develop stories for this very show, Meat and Three.
Hi, I'm Danielle Flitter, a plant-based chef from Philadelphia, living in Mexico City.
I'm Sophia Hooper. I'm a bartender based in Portland, Maine.
My name is Addison Austin Liu. I am a chef and food journalist from Salt Lake City, Utah, and my favorite food is Peruvian.
Rice and beans.
Hand-drawn noodle soup.
So tune in to enjoy a square meal for your ears. And I hope you saved a little room for dessert.
This piece was brought to you by Roberta's, robertaspizza.com.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network. We're a member-supported food radio network broadcasting over 35 weekly shows live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. Join our hosts as they lead you through the world of craft brewing, behind the scenes of the restaurant industry, inside the battle over school food, and beyond. Find us at heritageradionetwork.org.
Lucky people. That's right. You got me back. Just me. All me. Mike Edison doing a solo today. Me with Vitor in the booth twirling the knobs. Pizza Remba's been out on the road with the Fleshtones, which leaves just you and I together for this romantic rainy day here at Roberta's, and I can't wait. I tell you, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Last week, I was AWOL. It was Super Bowl Sunday last week, and I was trying to cobble together some sort of Super Bowl radio show, but the truth is, frankly, I don't give enough of a fuck about the Super Bowl to really have done it with any authority, enthusiasm. I mean, I was kind of grasping at straws. I was going to kneel for the national anthem, but wasn't sure if that would actually work on the radio, and then I had all these film clips. I was going to trying to find the film, the clip from Back to School where Robert Downey Jr. says, violent ground acquisition games such as football are in fact a crypto-fascist metaphor for nuclear war, which is about right, certainly what I have said when I was a disenfranchised, smart-ass art student. Probably not what Iron Man would have said, but, you know, people change. I looked at clips of some of my favorite football movies, The Longest Yard with Burt Reynolds, not the stupid remake with Adam Sandler. And my favorite, North Dallas 40, of course, saw the Marx Brothers and Horse Feathers, but none of it was really working for radio. And then I had this whole rave about Justin Timberlake and how insulting the halftime shows are. I mean, like, seriously, like, on a very adult level, and the hypocrisy of a right-wing organization like the NFL hiring Madonna to do the show and her taking the gig, you know, too. And I wonder how Anita Bryant feels about all that. Look, I loved the Prince halftime show as much as anyone else, but I mean, like, what the fuck? It's not like when I go to see a rock concert, they play football between sets, right? Anyway, I realized the one band I would have liked to see at halftime, aside from the Ramones, would have been what some people might call the first punk rock band. So I'm going to spin it right now. Here they are, the Fugs, Kill for Peace.
Talk if you don't like their manners or the way that they walk. Kill,
The perfect song for game day, I would think. And you look it up on YouTube. There's a nice video of a nice young man masturbating his assault rifle. I'm sure it goes over very big with the Hawks in the White House. All right. Now that I've got that out of my system, I want to thank one of our sponsors, Heritage Food. Heritage Food USA, for whom I've been working all week writing about pork chops. And thank you. Thank you. Someone's got to do it, got to write the meat copy. And part of the gig is writing blogs and finding some cool stuff for their website. And you'd be surprised what's out there. Maybe you wouldn't. But I came across this excellent old piece of hokum. It's called I Heard the Voice of a Pork Chop by Jim Jackson, 1927. Jim Jackson, I Heard the Voice of a Pork Chop. And I'm saying right now, if your pork chop is talking to you, maybe you're putting too much Benzedrine in your Ovaltine. I Heard the Voice of a Pork Chop, Jim Jackson.
That sounds good. It sounds good to me. It's best like something good to drink. It's all right with me. I know that's plain good. I walk and walk and walk and walk. I stop for the rest of my feet. I sit down on an old oak tree. There I went fast asleep. I drink by sitting in a swell cafe, hungry as a bear. My stomach sent a telegram to my throat. There's a wreck on the road somewhere. I heard the voice of a pork chop say, come on to me and rest. Well, you talk about your stew and beef, I know what's the best. Well, you talk about your chicken, ham and egg, turkey stuffed and dressed. But I heard the voice of a pork chop say, come on to me and rest. Yeah, I heard the voice of a pork chop say, come on to me and rest. Well, you talk about your stew and beef, I know what's the best. Well, you talk about your chicken, ham and egg, turkey stuffed and dressed. But I heard the voice of a pork chop say, come on to me and rest. Oh, stir it up now. And don't that sound good? Oh, stir it up. I walk and I walk and I walk and I walk. I stop for the rest of my feet. I sit down on an old oak tree. There I went fast asleep. I drink by sitting in a swill cafe as hungry as a bear. My stomach sent a telegram to my throat. It's a wreck on the road somewhere. I heard the voice of a pork chop say, come on to me at rest. Well, you talk about the stew and beef, I know what's the best. Well, you talk about the chicken, ham and egg, turkey stuffed and dressed. But I heard the voice of a pork chop say, come on to me at rest. Oh, oh, ain't that sounding good? Oh, great man, I do that thing. I heard
the voice of a pork chop snake, come under me and rest. Will you talk about your stew and beans? I know what's the best. Will you talk about your chicken, ham and egg, turkey stuffed and dressed? But I heard the voice of a pork chop snake, come under me and rest.
I've never had my pork chop talk to me, but I'll tell you what, though. I can remember, I don't know what it's called in German, but I was in Berlin one time, and I saw the Happy Meat. I was on acid stumbling around Old West Berlin, and the Happy Meat, it's like a roll of boar's head, a loaf of boar's head, but the fat and pimentos are put into it to look like a smile face, and it frankly scared the shit out of me with the Happy Meat. Oh, pork chop, pork chops. No pork chops talking to me. But, wow. They could, though. They could. You know, they don't talk to me. They speak to me. The Heritage Pork Chop speaks to me. All right, while we're on the porcine tip, we definitely kind of... freestyling here today on Arts and Seizures while we're on the porcine tip and swinging with the swine. Here's another pork chop song, something a little bit sexier if that was about drugs. This one's definitely about sex. This one's Memphis Minnie. You might remember her. It was her version of When the Levee Breaks at those Tea Leafs and Led Zeppelin pinched for their record. This is Memphis Minnie. I'm selling my pork chops, but I'm giving my gravy away.
Giving that gravy away. If you is, I will be back today. You come and get some, but you sure can't stay long. I got 2 minutes I had to be waiting on. I'm selling my pork chop, but I'm giving my gravy away. Don't mean maybe, I'm giving my gravy away. I'm selling my pork chop, but I'm giving my gravy away. Good enough for 2-3 days. Some of this stuff I'm sure got to give away. I'm selling my pork chop, but I'm giving my gravy away. Don't mean maybe, I'm giving my gravy away. Play now.
Definitely my kind of broad. Yeah, let's hear it from Memphis Minnie. Woo! I am a DJ. I am what I play as a man much greater than I once sang. I'm just going to keep rolling along here with the food on the food tip. Here's an old favorite from our friends, 9-Pound Hammer. Run, Fat Boy, run!
Chocolate, burger, banana pudding, yeah!
is supposed to be a food radio station, right? Making me hungry.
Slobber, banana pie, sweet tater, pork rind, on the back, deer meat, dick roast, sugar beet, whip tater, crab stew, goat nuts, goo goose, brick bar, beet three, beet time, let me.
Yeah, Fedor, we're going to eat a lot of pizza when this is over. With everything. Yeah, you can't beat that. 9 Pound Hammer, our friends from Kentucky. Woo! Yeah. Oh, man. I'm telling you. Chicken box, corn dog, hot grits, pecan logs, watermelon, pig's feet, fried squirrel, head cheese, pork brains, sweet tea, ham hocks, butter beans, chopped mutton, boo-boo, barefoot, yoo-hoo. That's some real poetry right there. Right here on the Heritage Radio Network. Arts and Seizures, Mike Edison, your friend Sharky right here. I'm going solo today. It seems like a good time to take a quick break from our favorite sponsor, Roberta's Pizza. Fedor, drop it.
My name is Brandon Hoy, co-owner of Roberta's, a super-duper awesome place. Roberta's is a very, 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 very proud sponsor of the Heritage Radio Network. We're also super awesome. Thank you, Heritage.
Oh, can you dig it, Arts and Seizures, where we got food on the brain today. We're talking about pork chops, and they're talking back to us. All right, it's Sunday. That means pizza here at Roberta's. I can't wait. We're going to get one loaded up with everything. Right, Fedor? I'm talking about frog's legs. I want a frog's legs pizza. All right? I want a pizza with ribs and fried chicken on it. All right. Speaking of fried chicken. This song goes out to our friends Alberto and Miriam, the intrepid agents of rock and roll and representatives of Norton Records this week. They're out in West Virginia to honor the great Hazel Atkins, who I believe is being installed in some West Virginia rock and roll hillbilly hall of fame or another. But this does bring up the very sensitive topic of the quote-unquote so-called rock and roll hall of fame, mall of fame, hall of nothing, if you ask me. I'll tell you what, you know, anybody who argues why Bon Jovi is in the MC5 or not is committing the crime of giving this place legitimacy. That's right. That's right. Turn up the reverb. That's like the CBS FM hall of fame, a hall of fame that counts. Listen, we all knew rock and roll was dead, but I didn't think it was going to be killed from the inside. I mean, God bless Iggy Pop, but inducting him into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was kind of like inviting a tree to a dinner hosted by the timber industry. You know what I'm saying? That's right. I wish I could promise 4 more years of Arts and Seizures, but we're on our countdown. Don't forget, 250 is going to be our last show, and the last 10 are going to be motherfucking epic. But anyway, back to Hazel. Here he is singing one of his many songs inspired by the poultry world. Let's everybody do the chicken walk.
From head to toe, do your stuff wherever you go. Do your stuff up on the floor. Do your stuff wherever you go. Come on, baby, do a chicken walk. Push in and a push out. 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 Push in and a push, 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 push out. Yeah, let's walk, 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 baby.
We're getting hungry. Hungry and horny, kind of the default setting here at Arts and Seizures. Oh, that crazy beat. Here we go.
from head to toe. Do your stuff up on the floor. Do your stuff wherever you go. Do your stuff wherever you go. Come on, baby, do a chicken, chicken walk. Push in and a push out.
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 Push in and a push, 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 push out.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's walk, 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 baby.
This is where arts and seizures meet, right here at the nexus of Hazel Atkins and dancing chickens. I can dig it. Yeah. All right. We're moving right along. All right. I'm setting it up right here. We got something crazy, crazy, crazy coming up. But you know what? Speaking of chickens, when I was a kid, We had Chicken Delight. Chicken Delight was a takeout chain, and I say we. I don't actually mean we, because my parents would not ever allow me for some reason to order Chicken Delight, fried chicken in a bucket. I think maybe they thought it was like, you know, ethnic. Chinese food was okay because it was like exotic without being threatening, but a bucket of chicken, I think, just put the fucking fear into them. But when you order Chicken Delight for a while. And I know this because some of my more fortunate friends were allowed to eat fried chicken from a bucket. They had a gimmick. This is the technology of the late 60s. There was a gimmick that the bucket of chicken had a built-in 45 RPM record that was literally the bottom of the bucket. Like, you'd cut out the bottom, the circle that was the bottom of the bucket, and it had a record, like, pressed in to the cardboard with, like, the sort of, like, very light laminate over it. And you'd see these things in the back of cereal boxes, too. I remember getting Sugar Smacks with, like, an Archie's record on the back. Like, you cut it out with a pair of scissors, and you could play Sugar Sugar for your Sugar Smacks and the Archies. A free cardboard record, which was pretty cool. And later, Count Chocula and Frankenberry had a record, Monsters Go to the Disco, and they might have even all gone to outer space. But this was actually incredible. Anyway, here is the record that is literally the bottom of the bucket. And they put out two of them. They had one called Ring-a-Ding and another one called the Chicken Delight Twist, which I'm going to twirl for you right now in all its cardboard glory. It's basically the Chicken Delight theme of the go-go beat. But the Chicken Delight Twist. And man, I just want to get a bucket of chicken when I hear this, and just rub the grease all over me, and, you know, get my freak on with the chicken, yo. Yeah, hungry and horny, Vitor. This song satisfies all my needs. So you're listening to an actual core cardboard record. This was mastered from the cardboard, and the other side was like covered in grease. But I think when we get done with the show, we're gonna have to talk to the geniuses at Roberta's and ask them to like make a fried chicken pizza for us. I don't mean one of these stupid chicken pizzas, you know, that's like sort of like chicken parmesan floating on top of a pizza. I mean like an entire fried chicken, you know, like the Blues Brothers. They want a couple fried chickens and some white toast. I want to see a whole motherfucking fried chicken just like dropped on top of a pizza. I get ideas, you see. Big ideas. Part right there where I'm getting into the mashed potatoes. Not actually doing the mashed potato, actually doing the mashed potatoes. Mmm. Is that coleslaw? Hot sauce. Unbelievable. Played from a real cardboard record, the bottom of a bucket of chicken. Those were the days. And, yeah, we're going freestyle here at Arts and Seizures today. Next week, we are back to normal. I promise. Pete Zaremba will be back from the frontier with a report. And our very special guest, porn star, star of triple X-rated films, Joanna Angel, is going to be back. She was here some years ago, back in the Mike and Judy days. We're having it back. We're having a real live porn star just to keep, the suits at Heritage Radio a little bit on edge. Joanna Angel will be here next week. I can't wait. All right. Speaking of cardboard records, man, I miss that shit. That kind of added value. I would call that. Here's your box of chicken, and when you're done, you can put it on your turntable. Mad Magazine, my favorite magazine. They did some cardboard records, and they did a lot of flexi discs too, which were those things that were stapled inside the magazine sometimes. And I think the NME and some of these other punk rock tabloids, music tabloids, post punk stuff. There was a lot of flexi discs out at the time. I remember REM and Sonic Youth and a few other things. But this is going back to the '60s. Mad Magazine did a record called Mad Twists Rock and Roll, and This was sort of like the teaser. It came inside a copy of Mad Magazine on a flexi disc. It's called She Got a Nose Job, Mad Twists Rock and Roll. She Got a Nose Job, 1962 by the Delwoods.
Nose Job.
Now she's the prettiest gal in town.
Nose Job.
Now she's the prettiest gal in town.
She got a nose job. She got a nose job. It's now turned up. Instead of hanging down, she got a nose job, she got a nose job, and now she's the prettiest gal in town. She never had a boy to walk her home, she never had a boy who cared, but now she's never left alone since she had her schnoz repaired. She got a nose job, she got a nose job. It's now turned up instead of hanging down. She got a nose job, she got a nose job. And now she's the prettiest gal in town. She never had no one to taste her kiss. Her future looked mighty bleak. But now she's on every guy's list since she overhauled her beak. She got a nose job, she got a nose job. It's now turned up instead of hanging down. She got a nose job, she got a nose job. And now she's the prettiest gal in town.
Is it just me, or is there something like inherently anti-Semitic about this song? Of course, the guys at Mad Magazine were all Jews, so they know better than anybody else.
Someday I'm gonna marry her, cause I love her, yes I do. And the kids we have, we know for sure, they're gonna all get nose jobs too. She got a nose job, she got a nose job. It's now turned up instead of hanging down. She got a nose job, she got a nose job. And now she's the prettiest gal in town.
Now she's the prettiest gal in town.
Yeah, try saying that to Barbara Streisand. That's all I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Come as you are to this party. Arts and Seizures, we don't body shame. We don't shame anybody. Everybody's invited. This is a big tent rock and roll party. Can you dig it, Arts and Seizures? And as ever, it is the fastest half hour on the internet today. Wow. We hit it all. We hit pork and protest punk rock. And again, next week we're back to normal with porn star Joanna Angel. Pete Zaremba is back. She's going to be talking about her new book and everything under the sun. But right now, going out, I'm going to tie it all up. I'm going to wrap a bow on this thing with the greatest protest song of all time. That's right. And if you're waiting for Bob Dylan or Joan Baez, you're going to be waiting for a while. This is the kind of song that really, really chafed the squares, man. This is the kind of thing that really get under your parents' skin. This is the kind of thing that really stuck it to the man. And it is, of course, another Mad Magazine production. Tonight I'll be watching the Olympics, and I expect to hear this tune in the men's singles. It's a gas, man. Can you dig it? All right. For VDOR in the booth, the Heritage Radio Network, our sponsors, Heritage Food, and of course, Roberta's Pizza, I'm Mike Edison. We'll see you next week. Go!
Thanks for listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. For our freshest content and to hear about exclusive events, subscribe to our newsletter. Enter your email at the bottom of our website, heritageradionetwork.org. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at heritage_radio. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization driving conversations to make the world a better, fairer, more delicious place. And we couldn't do it without support from listeners like you. Want to be a part of the food world's most innovative community? Rate the shows you like, tell your friends, and please join our community by becoming a member. Just click on the beating heart at the top right of our homepage. Thanks for listening.
I want to tell you about a new podcast called Amuse News. Publishing multiple days a week, Amuse News is your source for food news, interviews from around the food world, and more. On the show, we'll be engaging with food storytellers, from chefs to advocates to people working in the field, and many more. Find Amuse News wherever you get your podcasts. Amuse News is a destination for everyone who's looking for a new, insightful look into the world of food.